Turkey's President Erdogan speaks on the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, and China opens the world's longest sea-crossing bridge. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Tuesday, October 23rd. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi a planned and brutal murder. The president was speaking in Ankara at a meeting of the governing AK Party parliamentary group. Erdogan went into detail about the killing of the prominent Saudi critic. Khashoggi was murdered on October the 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Top U.S. officials have arrived in the region over the killing of Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi. CIA Director Gina Haspel is reported to be traveling to Turkey to liaise with Ankara on the case. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin met Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Riyadh on Monday. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will cut aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador as he accuses them of failing to stop thousands of migrants heading for the southern border of the United States. The migrant caravan began its journey in Honduras. It's currently in Mexico, but still far from the U.S. border. Human rights organizations warn that cutting aid will not improve conditions in the three Central American countries. Staying in Mexico, and thousands of people have been evacuated as Hurricane Wala takes aim at the country's Pacific coast. Wala is expected to bring life-threatening storm surge, wind, and rainfall over west, central, and southwestern Mexico. And finally, China has opened the world's longest sea-crossing bridge. It links the territory of Hong Kong to the Chinese mainland. The $20 million bridge took almost a decade to build. It ran late and came in over budget, but now it's open, and China hopes it will further spur the red-hot economy in the region. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.